This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The Denver Broncos are officially up for sale. CPR's Andrew Villegas reports.
The football team announced Tuesday that they have hired lawyers to manage what will likely be a long and complicated process. The Broncos could fetch $4 billion on the open market, which would be an all-time record for a sports team. But just who would end up owning the Broncos has been in question since longtime owner Pat Bowlen died in 2019. The team says it hopes to have a new owner in place by the beginning of the 2022 season this fall. I'm Andrew Villegas, CPR News.
Larimer County Public Health Director Tom Gonzalez says COVID cases and hospitalizations are down in the Fort Collins-Loveland area, so the mask mandate expires next week.
Nearly 80% of residents will have Omicron-specific immunity here in the next week or so. That is a trend that we have not seen throughout the pandemic, that high of immunity within our population. That's key right there.
Gonzalez says schools and government buildings will still require masks. Denver, Adams, and Arapahoe counties are dropping their mandates, too. The Colorado Springs Police Department paid a $175,000 settlement to a Black Lives Matter protester. Celia Palmer says she was tackled by an officer after trying to follow his order to disperse during a 2020 demonstration. Also, police agreed to identify themselves and warn people when they intend to use force. Snow for the Front Range tonight. It will be heavy at times for the northern Front Range. This is CPR News.